Great. Hello, hi, and welcome back. This is Samyukta Sunil, and you're listening to another episode of Bob Talks, Season 2.
Woo!
Woo!
Okay. Yeah.
I have my very first guest with me. I mean, he wasn't so pleased with the idea that he was my first guest.
No, I was pleased with the idea, but you told me that you're going, so that's fine.
Huh, yeah, so you're that's the required. Official guest. And
yeah.
I'm shooting my Season 2 at the Hub Bengaluru. It's my workplace. I kind of live here now because it's so far away from my house. I practically live here on most days. And I've converted this office space where we sit out of into my studio. And I have with me today an old friend and a stand-up comedian, Harmanpreet. Hello.
Hi, Samyukta.
Thanks.
I don't know, man. I think I'll let it be. I think I'll let people discover me through the podcast rather than introducing me.
Oh.
Yeah, because then you just hype yourself up and then you listen to me throughout the podcast and then you'll be disappointed. So
wait, it just went on a whole tangent there. All right. Okay. So today we kind of wanted to talk a little bit about, I mean, we're nearing the IPL season. Like 2020 does not count.
Sure.
That IPL season that was does not count. It was disgusting. Did you watch the matches? Like every time you the first few matches that were live, did you hear that, you know, they had that like that crowd, that cheering
yeah,
noise,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And that would come at very like odd timings.
Yeah, even if it's a single.
Yeah, if it's
going
a dot ball, it'll be like, ooh. And I was like,
Yeah,
exactly. I'm just like, what's going on? So it was very, it was a very awkward, confusing time, just like the rest of that year.
Ah, I'm already in a fix. Okay. So to be very honest, I have top three.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I would obviously go with my appearance. I'll have to support Punjab, right?
Okay.
There are two reasons to support Punjab. First, I started supporting Punjab properly when Sehwag went there.
Okay,
I was all in for Punjab when Sehwag went there. 2014 was one of my favorite seasons. I lost a lot of money though. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you
okay.
do stuff, right?
Okay.
2014 was one of my favorite seasons. I think Maxwell did best, right? Sehwag did well.
Yeah.
Bailey was being considered as one of the best captains ever existed in IPL.
Mm.
Yeah, it was fun. And then Bangalore and then Delhi. So these would be... And the fucked up part is, none of them have won the cup.
That's true.
None of them. Yep.
I think at this point, they should just like... Mumbai Indians should just... become title partners.
Yeah,
right?
like eight teams should compete to meet Bombay in finals. That's what it's. That's the
exactly,
tournament.
Yeah, before it was Chennai,
yep.
And like I was fully for it because.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Dhoni fan.
So
I'm not.
Be stopping recording right now. I do not want to record further. Yes, but tell me.
No, but I've really admired his fucking patience, dude. That guy. One thing that you have to learn from him is the amount of patience that guy carries.
Yeah.
And straight face that he carries, in irrespective of what the situation is.
Yeah.
It's great. Like
when shit's going down, he'll be smiling, and I'm like, bro, what?
Yeah. There are four people that I want to see angry on the cricket field.
Yeah.
Four people.
Yeah.
One would be Dhoni. Mm. I would pay to see him angry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
One would be Dhoni. The other one would be Rahul Dravid. Anger I saw with Dhoni walking into the field randomly.
Oh, yeah.
And that felt like gully cricket. And I think that happened last year itself, where he just walked and
just
ran.
Walked in
Which is quite a Chennai thing to do. But it's a very Bangalore thing to do. Come, bro, we'll sort it out.
Come,
we'll talk
come,
and
we'll
sort
go, I'll call boys. Yeah,
just,
that's the thing.
Yep.
Yeah, we're boys over.
I don't. I used to have.
Used to have
when I was what, 11 and 12? I used to be the area boy. I used to be the area boy.
Yes.
I never had area boys.
Yeah. I think we should bring in like a concept called area girls.
Area girls was always there.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
Really? Yeah, like...
I mean, I had my pull in MCC.
Of course. Even I did.
We were your pull in MCC, by the way. Yeah.
Dude,
He'd come in to like... he'd be judging most of the fests that we hosted at MCC. And our man would come in and me and like the entire union would form like a human chain around him. Because all the girls would be like, oh my God, Harman, one selfie. And then he'd be like, guys, I can't
it's
do this.
It's weird.
Fast. Shut up.
It was weird because why would you do that?
Big fan as well. So... Of course, how many matches have you watched in Bangalore?
So, I played a lot of cricket as a kid, right? So, I played, like, I come from Kendra Vidyalaya, by the way.
Mm.
So, there is something known as nationals, right? So, you represent nationals. So, I've represented nationals thrice. First year, I was just a ball boy.
Mm.
I just toured with them to carry water bottles and be the guy who's just having fun there.
Yeah.
Like, I used to take $10 to sing a song. Yeah, that is what I did in that tour. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You made some quick money.
I made some decent money. Like every day I used to make close to about $160 to $170.
That's mad.
It is fun, right? For an eighth grader, what else do you need?
Yeah.
Two egg puffs and all of that. You're
two
sorted.
Egg puffs. Yeah. They call it egg pups here. Do you know that?
Pups?
Yeah. It's puffs only, but they say pups, dude. I don't understand. I go and this guy's like, you want egg pups?
Bangalore lingo does take a while.
So when I initially moved here and this guy was like, egg pups. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then it took me so much time to understand. Yeah. And then like, I remember like they have this specific word, like this guy, like I was at this shop and he's like, oh, Dhoni's helicopter shot. I'm like, helicopter? Like it's very specific. Yeah. But it catches on to you.
No, but the thing is, you can still stay away from it. It doesn't, like, if you're in Delhi, you will start talking like Delhi. It'll take you 2 days.
Okay.
So I was going here, so I stopped the car. तो उसने बोला तू क्या कर रहा है मैंने उसको चमाट मार दिया दैट्स द स्टोरी टेलिंग देयर
राइट
इट्स वेरी सिंपल
इट्स
सेटअप पंचलाइन कॉन्वर्सेशन सेटअप कॉन्वर्सेशन दैट इज हाउ स्टोरी टेलिंग इन दिल्ली वर्क्स इन बैंगलोर स्टोरी टेलिंग यू हैव नो सच स्ट्रक्चर टू इट यू विल जस्ट स्टार्ट अ मचा द सीन दिस दैट एंड देन यू कम बैक टू या देयर इज नो लाइक वी आर नॉट वेटिंग फॉर द अदर पर्सन टू रेसिप्रोकेट इफ ही इज इंटरेस्टेड इन दिस
स्टोरी नो बिकॉज़ टू फक्स हियर आई जस्ट रियलाइज समटाइम्स आई विल बी द ओनली पर्सन टॉकिंग एट द टेबल एंड नो वन इज लिसनिंग टू मी एंड आई एम लाइक आई एम ओके विद दैट
टॉकिंग अबाउट कल्चर विद आईपीएल कन्वर्सेशंस अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स हैपेंड अराउंड इट बिकॉज़ एक्सेस टू स्टेडियम राइट access to things around the stadium I'm sure if you've gone to watch a live match the jerseys are being sold people are getting their faces painted people are selling their tickets at black so that they can go to socials and get drunk and meet new people there's temptation right next to socials where people are getting drunk to enter this
that's temptation
it's called temptation the MRP next to
it's shut down you know
yeah I know right so opposite empire
opposite,
right
yeah.
So that was something like if I have to meet somebody to go to a stadium, either I meet him there, either he'll take me to a BFC game or an RCB game.
Right.
Or he'll take me to, what do you say, what was that, City Bar. Yeah, there were only three destinations from that T-junction, four junction, you would go there.
Yeah.
But yeah, most of my cricket conversations, I met like a couple of my friends there.
But yeah, it's very interesting. But I also agree with you on this whole idea of watching a match at the stadium because my first match in Chinnaswamy was so underwhelming.
Chennai versus Bangalore?
I wish no. It was KKR versus RCB. Like, I was barely interested. Okay,
that's one team I can never appreciate.
KKR?
I can never. Like, no matter what.
You have some, like...
Yeah, I can't stand that team. I just cannot. Like, I can... Like, first reason to top it... they won against Punjab in the finals.
Okay.
I saw Preeti Zinta cry.
Shit.
Like,
that's upsetting. That's
that was saddening, dude.
Yeah.
That was the only chance I think Punjab could win.
I think that's me with Mumbai. I cannot get myself to ever support that team.
Yeah.
It's just that sheer cockiness that comes with the team, dude. So this first match I go and my cab gets stuck right outside Chinnaswamy.
Typical.
And I turn around, it's the KKR team bus.
Oh, wow.
And Gautam Gambhir is sitting in the front seat, okay? And I don't like the man, but I simply rolled down the windows and I'm like, hi. And I was like 15, dude. It was a big deal for me at that point. And he winks at me, okay? That's it. My day was made. That day I was supporting KKR. I don't care. Gautam Gambhir winked at me. That's all. That's all I wanted.
Wow.
I go sit in the stadium. I can't see shit, okay?
True.
I can't see jack shit. And we've apparently gotten really good seats. I still can't see shit. And I sit for 4 hours. I fell asleep for 20 minutes. It rained. The match got cancelled. A bunch of people came and danced here and there.
Yeah. How many times have you been disappointed with the... Or rather, how many times has Bangalore rains disappointed you?
Bangalore rain.
Yeah.
I can't even count. The thing is, it's really nice when you're sitting inside your house and you know you have no plans.
Right.
I'm cool. But the thing is, I live on the other end of the city. Yeah. I live on the other end of the city and the... But basically, the whole idea of me living on, like, the whole problem with me living on the other end of the city is that it's a road trip. Wherever I have to go is a road trip for me. Like, getting here every morning is a road trip for me. So that's a whole other conversation. I could cry, dude. I could cry just talking about the number of times I've gotten stuck in traffic.
Have you been able to date well, though?
I just choose people. North Bangalore only. North Bangalore only. And max Central Bangalore. That also, there's a cutoff. Like, then we'll meet twice a week.
Have you met somebody who's moved in for you, from one part of the city?
I don't know what kind of boys you think are trying to put for me, because this never works. I wish...
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Never worked for me, but... Okay. Yeah. Oh, speaking of shows, you're a stand-up comedian. Let's get to that. That's what I'm interested in knowing about. So again, I mean, leaving cricket and other things that we're so attached to, I think Bangalore also had this very nice like stand-up comedy culture that came up during 2013 to 2017. It was very, I mean, I'm not sure if it's still the case, but I think that was a time when people like Kannan and Kenny were like,
Okay, one thing that you need to understand about Bangalore as a city, it adapts, dude. Fucking adapts immediately, and it makes you that as well. It makes you adapt, and it's also quite forgiving.
True.
Right, like with the startup culture around, with the number of people that come into the city, lose jobs, find job.
There's clearly room for mistakes.
Yeah, yeah. So it is quite forgiving. It's like for example, RCB itself. We accept it.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, we are forgiving and we love the idea of it. Right? And with respect to that, I think the people who are in the first generation of anything get the best benefits.
True.
Comedy started in your 2008s and 2009s where Kenny was doing open mics. Kannan Biswas started in about 10, 11, 12, 13, something around that, right? No, they did a lot of stand-up before they started Pretentious.
Really?
Yeah, they did a lot of stand-up before they started Pretentious because they understood the game's going to be a little different. You need to be digitally be available for people to realize who you are.
Yeah.
Right? The live game was something that the Delhi comics and Bangalore comics, Delhi and Bombay comics lived on.
Okay.
Like you will see a lot of comics in Bombay and Delhi.
Hmm.
Okay. In Bangalore, people will not come out to watch you until and unless they know you.
They know you.
Yeah. Hmm. So they work on that brand.
Right.
But again, the number of open mics that the city gives you, you can become one.
Yeah.
Would you rather create content for 15 seconds or 15 minutes? What would you prefer?
15 minutes, dude. I mean, that's not just because I'm doing it, because I have a feeling that it really differs. I mean, we've, of course, come to a time where we're not in that zone to give our attention to something for more than a very short span of time. We value, like, we take ourselves so seriously that, you know, more than 15 seconds is
impress
a waste of
time. Impress me now. Impress me now is what...
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, that immediate instant gratification thing's gotten so much into us that we're not willing to give a chance to people who have something genuine in them.
Right.
I mean, that I think even with the case of live shows, like, I mean, what is the longest set you've performed? Like, what's the max you get? As a beginner, what is the set that you'll
do? Five to seven. As an open micer, you get 5 to 7 minutes, and that is anybody and everybody will get.
Okay.
Right?
Also, one main thing that I wanted to ask you was, do you think now that there has been this, like, generation of comics that have already set such, like, I mean, I don't know if I'd say high standards. I don't know, according to...
No, they are. Dude.
They have. Like, they've set the bar high.
Yep.
And they've established a very good, like, standing for... this
scene
field.
To grow.
Yeah, for the scene to grow. So do you find yourself being pressured by how well they're doing, or like, is there something of that sort that you've
sensed? You should be comparing, first of all. Because if you start comparing, then obviously things are going to be bad.
Yeah.
You will feel like... Instagram does this to you, right?
Right.
It fucking randomly puts some emotional reel in front of you, right? Where you compare this guy has a car, but you're on the bike and the guy on the bike has a... there is somebody in cycle looking at you.
Yeah.
So that comparison will be there. But one good thing that has happened, now it's an acceptable career.
Right.
They've made it. They've kind of engraved a path for everybody to make it as well.
Yeah, but now that comes with a lot more filtering of what you say and...
Politically, yes.
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 Yeah.
For sure. For sure. Mm. That, like, we are scared when we do live
shows.
Exactly,
and that's what I'm saying. Like, I was initially going to say the first generation of comics walked so y'all could run, but I doubt it.
No. We are legit running. No, we are running. Yeah, we have to run. We have to be on our toes. We need...
Right.
No matter what you do, like, I think this is a show I think we were doing yesterday itself.
Yeah.
I was uncomfortable with the idea of doing a political joke. I did a political joke. I got a laugh, but one spot of the room didn't laugh as openly.
Of course. With that, I have to ask you one question.
Hmm.
Now that we're wrapping the episode up, which team are you going to support this year? I mean, you've told me about three, but which one are you going to support this
year? I think if you ask me,
yeah.
I mean, like, you've already asked me. Fucking dumb fuck.
Yeah.
I would go with Bangalore. Then I would
that's
go.
That's all.
Okay.
No, you don't keep your options. He's giving some full. He's naming all the teams.
You are Dream 11 is better than this. It gives me option. I have an opinion there.
Oh wow. We've had 50 minutes of just opinions on this episode, and he's saying I've not given you space to give opinions. Yeah. So thank you so much.
Cheers, yo.
Thank you so much. He took his time out, and we've been planning this episode for 8 months.
True.
And we finally made it happen. He came all the way here. And I'd really like to thank The Hub Bengaluru once again for giving me this space, and for my lovely team, Vikram and Rupesh, who are actually just sitting here, just listening to both of us go off on one random rant. They're very sweet. They helped me set this whole thing up. So shout out to them. So
woo-hoo.
Thank you. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye. So.